We find ourselves now in the month of Elul, and we know that there are many different psukim that have hints towards the name Elul in them. We took the letters Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. So some of the more familiar ones are Ani Ledodi, Vedodi Li. We have also, that's in Shir Hashirim, from, I think it's Parshas Mishpatim, Inu Liyado, Vesam Ilcho, it's talking about the Ir Miklat. That if a person killed accidentally, he could run away there. We have Ish Lehu Matanus Levyonim from the Megillah. We have coming up in Parshas Nitzavim, Malchus Mekecha Es Levavcha Es Levav Zarcha. And finally, a fifth one is Ashira LaHashem VaYomer LeMor. Right from Shira Sayam, Ashira LaHashem Aleph Lamed VaYomer LeMor Vav Lamed. So Elul, five different Ramazim to Elul. And the Svarim bring down that the first three in our list are the three amudim, the pillars that the world stands on: Torah, Avodah, and Gimel Chasodim. Right, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li is learning, In Leyado is Avodah, is the Tefillah, and then Chesed is Ish Lehu Matanos Levyonim. There's more to discuss about the other two, but for less now, let's just focus on this third one. Ish re'el matanos levyonim, this inyan of doing chesed now during the month of Elul, and specifically with the act of tzedakah. So when we see the concept of tzedakah, that you're giving, so who's really giving to who? Who's benefiting who when the poor man receives tzedakah from the asher? So let's begin like this. Yesh levoyer b'pratis yoyser. We want to understand what this has to do with the inyan of Elul. Shebetochan pasuk zem mevur af ofen haroy b'nasinas tzedakah. This is telling us the proper way that we should be giving tzedakah. Not only describing the chesed, but how we should do it, and how is it connected specifically to the month of Elul. Hine, roisha tevus elu nichlam gam tevus ish l're'ehu. So the aleph and the lamed is one man towards his friend. Now, we're talking about Mishloach Manos, right? It said before that Mishloach Manos Ish Re'ehu Umatanos Le'Avyonim. But we're talking about looking at somebody as a friend, as Re'echo. B'shah Shenosin Ha'adam Tzedakah Umatana Le'Avyon. When a person gives Tzedakah to an Avyon, an Avyon, Chazal brings, is someone who is Chaser Kol. He's lacking everything. Toiv L'Chol Dabri. He needs everything. It's like a lower Madrega than an Ani. An Ani has something. He has something with his poor. An Avyon is even on a lower level than that. So we say, Ein ze sh'ata ha'osher bal ha'yecholis, noisin ata matan le'evyon. If you're not giving it to an evyon, you know who you're giving to? Ish l're'ehu. This evyon, this guy is re'echa, is your chavir, is your friend. And at that, in that exact place where he is, right, you know, he's not, you know, dependent upon your chesed. When you give to a poor person, because you're not giving from your own. You were given this money, or this object, as a gift in order to give it to the Evyon. It begins to him all along. In the meantime, before it got to his hands, it was in your property like a pikodon, like a deposit, collateral. Until it reached the hand of the edyon. Okay, so we have that. That's what Chazal, stresses. It's a medrash in a Vayikra Rabbah. Yoser mi shahabal habayis oise im ha'ani, more than the rich guy does for the poor one. Ha'ani oise im bal habayis. The poor one does more for the rich man than the rich man does for the poor. I said, come on, what do you mean? I'm giving him a big check. I'm giving a very generous donation. The answer is no. The ani is enabling the osher to give. It's not my money. I'm just simply placing it in its rightful location, into the hands of this Ani, into the hands of this Evyon, but it was never mine. And then, continues the Lubavitch Rebbe, just like we have an inyan of giving tzedakah in Gashmias, there's also what we'll call spiritual tzedakah, tzedakah ruchnias. How does that work? And again, this is all about Elul. Elul, we're talking about Elul's one over here. This is Ish Re'ehu Matanos Le'Avyonim is an inyan in Elul. So the spiritual tzedakah that we're supposed to be giving now. Hinei kishem sheyeshna tzedakah gashmius, yeshem gam tzedakah ruchnius, siyua ba'ezra, beruchnius lizkok lekach, that you to help a person out. Kishem shebetzakah gashmius nitna hi ba'oifin ish re'ehu, and just like when you're giving it physically, you realize this is not an evyon, but this is ish re'ehu, kachu gam betzedakah ruchnius. The same rule of giving is when it's a spiritual matter. Vehine kol Yisrael nimshalu lekomas guf echad. We are all compared to be parts of one big body. Kishem sheguf ha'adam, and just like the body of a person, yesh b'chal eiver shebotokeif. You know, you have the legs that has a particular function, that's the ability to walk. Well, my elbows don't have the ability to walk. That's a different part of my body. Each limb in the body has a specific function. Comes out, she'ein shleimus echad mehen shleimus ela im nimtzei mehem kulam yachdav. That there's no shleimus of just my feet, or just my knees, or just my waist, or just my belly button, or just my ears. You know, everything together forms the shleimus of the body. Kain hu gam ba'am Yisrael. So same thing with the klal Yisrael. The whole ish Yisrael, all of us, im ha'pachos va'poshib yosef, the most simplest Jew you could find. Yesh bo tochin u'malem yuchedes, asher mevi hi shleimus l'klal Yisrael. That simple poshit yid brings a shleimus to klal Yisrael. And without him, chaser, we'd be lacking the shleimus of klal Yisrael. So lefizim, move on. So according to this, now we understand that just like when we're talking about giving tzedakah in the physical sense, the tzedakah gashmius, right? So the one who is receiving is doing more. So too in spiritual matters. When you teach somebody, when you share ruchnius with them, when you help out in kiruv, you're gaining out of it. You're not losing. It says like this. That's the avoda in Chodesh Elul. B'Chodesh Elul b'hayam menorayim. These are days of making an accounting. These are days of doing teshuva. So what's being requested, required of us, is not just working on ourselves. We have to give spiritual tzedakah as well. And to help them out and to share with them as well. And we don't lose. We don't lose. So a person could have a tain and say like this, I only have 40 days. I have 40 days in Elul up till Yom Kippur, and I need to use this time for myself. I gotta make a whole cheshbon for a whole year. How can I give this to somebody else? For this we say to you, Matanos the Evyonim, Heim Ish Re'ehu. When you're giving matanos levyonim, it's really ish le're'ehu b'siyua l'sheni meitivhu gam b'atzmo. When you're helping somebody else out, you benefit as well. And through that, we're ma'orer ourselves, another Jew to do tshuva, then that helps our own avoda. So I think these are some important ideas to focus on. Each one of the Rosh HaTevas has a unique message, but this is the Rosh HaTevas of Elul, the focus of ish re'ehu matanos levyonim. And permit me to step out of my comfort zone just for a moment. But for the Chevra and Shul, when we're talking about the giving of tzedakah, it's been close to three, almost 4 months now, where, Baruch Hashem, we're davening again in the Shul, but we're not making Mishaberachs, we're not making Elias, we're certainly not having a Kiddush in Shul. And yet there are still expenses. So we turn to our generous Mispalim, we ask, please consider making a contribution right now, giving tzedakah to help be mechazek our base medrash. Again, more than the rich one does for the poor does for the rich one. So we'd appreciate it if you would, when making your cheshbonos for tzedakah, to include the shul as well. Thank you so much, and wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.